Okay, so it is Black History Month.
Yeah.
We're watching black movies. That is how I like to celebrate Black History Month. We're just watching random things, really. Just whatever the fuck I can find in my DVD collection. And I decided to pick a classic this time, which was Sister Act 2, because I haven't watched it in a while. And it's my favorite of the Sister Acts.
And after watching it, I can confirm I have not seen the sequel.
Okay.
Have seen the first one, though. Definitely. I haven't seen the sequel.
I don't know.
Until now.
Have you seen the sequel?
No.
At this point.
I have. I wasn't asleep for that long.
Okay.
It was mostly just like, as far as I'm concerned in the movie, they got in the bus to go to the All-State Championship. They performed and on. Like, I, as far as I know, nothing happened in between them getting in the bus versus them performing.
Not really. It's just, there were a bunch of, like, other performances in the movie as well.
That was kind of, like, the feeling I got was that I wasn't missing anything particularly important plot-wise.
Yeah. But there's, like, there's a chase element that they add in randomly.
Okay.
It is very weird that they added in, but it's, like, I think they're just trying to recapture that from the first one. They're, like, oh, she was on the run because she was hiding, and it's like, now she's hiding because she's the Las Vegas showgirl pretending to be a nun, and they're trying to find her because they're still going to shut down the school. It's like, they never really explained why they were going to shut down the school, other than I guess it's was they were going broke, and then suddenly they have money again. I'm like, they're just like, we're going to close down your school. They're like, we won the state music championship. You can't close us down. We're state champions now. They're like, I guess we can't close you, so I guess they're gonna go cut the money from someplace else?
I mean, this, I feel like, is a perfect example of those movies where it's like, I'm just watching, I'm like, yeah, but this is, like, not how people are. Like, all the teens. I'm like, teens aren't like this. Especially if they already have this much attitude. They don't make a 180 like that just because you give them some discipline. Like, that's not how they work.
Hey, if you wanna be somebody and you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention.
Yeah, apparently. And also the whole thing where it's like, first of all, teens also, in that beginning when they were all teaming up against her and doing whatever they want, teens aren't united like that.
That is true. They've rarely come together for any kind of common goal.
Yeah, there's too much teen angst. They're all too obsessed with what's going on in their own lives. Because, you know, all teens are like that. I was like that when I was a teen. You're thinking more about what's going on with your life than, like, you just kind of do your own thing a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And so rarely are you going to have a full classroom of teens who are fully willing to unite.
No, they're never willing to unite.
No.
Because, again, they don't even come together on stuff they even want to do.
Yeah.
So that doesn't seem practical.
Especially with them singing and stuff in the beginning, and then them being like, we don't want to take music class. We want to do nothing and leave. I was just getting very heavy, like, I don't dance from High School Musical 2 vibes.
I mean, that's kind of what they were doing. They were like, I don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't sing.
Like, to a less ironic point. Like, it wasn't as extreme as in High School Musical 2, but I was getting similar vibes.
I mean, I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
The only difference, I guess, would be is they would say that and then proceed to actually sing and dance in the entire class. It's just like, hey, I just want you guys to structurally do this. They're like, no!
Yeah.
They're like, rebelliously singing and tap dancing on a desk.
Yeah, really. I will say, like, having said all of those criticisms, I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Yeah. I mean, really what it is
if I wanted realism, I'd watch a documentary. Like, that's not what I'm here for.
That's true. I would watch that nun documentary that I've been meaning to watch.
There's a nun documentary?
It's on Netflix.
Which one?
I can't remember what it's called.
I know the one that's, like, the...
That, like, something happened to, like, Sister something.
Yes, Sister Kathy?
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a very different kind of nun movie.
That's like, what I mean. Like, that's the kind of... It's like, if I want realism, I'll watch something like that.
Yeah, because let's be real. Nuns have had it tough in this world.
It's true. All they wanted to do is teach these kids they just wanted to teach these kids music. That seems to be the only class that they ever gave a fuck about. They're like, teach music!
That's fine. The kids don't need math.
It's true. They decided to take all of these kids and give them Motown soundtrack.
Was there an English class?
I don't know. There was a Latin science class. There was Latin.
Wait, no, this is a church. They don't have science.
It's true.
History?
They had sex ed.
Also, okay, also, normally, private, like, religious private schools have, like, a religion class.
Yeah.
You'd think they would have had that.
I want to say there was a religion class, but I can't remember who was teaching. Actually, I think there was a history class, too.
Okay. I don't recall.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I guess they were like, these kids really respond to music, so we'll teach them music.
Yeah.
Because they were like, oh, we go down in the music class and we just party. Yeah.
I just love that the whole teaching staff consisted of, like, 6 or 7 people. Like, the entire staff.
Basically. That's what they were trying to say. They're like, we're underfunded, we're poor, there's 6 of us, help.
Like, I mean, music program's great and all, but if you can't give your kids a full curriculum, you probably shouldn't be a school.
I guess what it is they're... The church has money. They're just like...
Not giving it to them?
Yeah, it's like, are they willing to allocate the funds to it? They're just like, you guys are a shitty school, so we're just gonna pull our funding from this and just go elsewhere. Mm. And I'm like, okay, I get... See, if they were to explain the plot like that, then I would have been like, oh, okay, I totally get it.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've had to extrapolate a lot of this. So I may be projecting. I don't know if this is the true plot, but... From what I've gathered.
Here's our analysis.
Yes. These are my hashtag thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, oh, also, major School of Rock vibes. I mean, it came before School of Rock, so, like, that does
it was
need
the origin.
To be said. Yeah. However, major School of Rock vibes, like...
I agree with that. And was Miranda Cosgrove the one who was just like, I don't want to do this?
I hope so.
I can't remember from Camp Rock, or Camp Rock, School of Rock. I can't remember from School of Rock. Also,
similar.
One day we're just going to have to watch Camp Rock 1 and 2 because I don't remember them at all.
I remember 1 pretty well, not going to lie. It actually hasn't been that long since I've last seen it, but...
I just remember the soundtrack. The thing is it came out like at a weird time where I was like over Disney and it was just like, I'm cool and like an adult person. But I also watch stuff sometimes, so...
Yeah. I'm trying to remember when it came out, because I wasn't a Disney stan, I don't think, but I also, like, didn't hate it. I don't even know. I don't remember when it came out. I'd have to know.
I want to say... Because
I was really into High School Musical.
See, the
sure.
weird thing
like,
is I
want to
say 2007, but I also want to say 2009, and I feel like one of those is right.
I want to say 2007 sounds more right.
See, this is the thing. I'm like, I'm not 100%. It's 2008, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, there it is.
I shot around it. That's the whole thing. I shot around when it came out. But anyway. Yeah. It does kind of remind you of School of Rock. It's definitely in the structure. And the only difference is they teach them instruments in School of Rock.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the whole premise, though, of, like, one music-based group of unmotivated kids, untraditional teacher comes in, inspires them, and teaches them a thing. They do a thing.
They do a
Ooh,
thing.
You know. Like, it's the same... Well, I mean, that's also a... Not, like, a super common trope, but it is something of a trope of, like, unmotivated kids, teacher comes in, inspires, you know.
And all it takes is one teacher to inspire you
right.
for the rest of your goddamn life. I guess that is kind of true, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why it is such a popular kind of story, because it is actually a true thing that does happen a lot, and there are teachers who really are like that, and kids who are, like, have their lives changed by teachers and are entirely inspired. I do think that these films are often way exaggerating the results, because I don't think turnarounds like that happen on a scale of the entire class in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But, like, I do think, like, though, that teachers do have an effect, and that does touch people, and so... And if you made a story about, like, just, like, one person having a slight difference in their life, it wouldn't be quite as entertaining to watch, at least not in a fun way.
Yeah.
It'd be more of a, like... coming of age drama, super angsty and probably was in Sundance.
That is very true, actually. That would be the documentary. It would be a very deep, in-depth story. It would be an experimental doc on how this nun changed, how this fake nun changed the neighborhood. Imagine a mockumentary version of this movie, though.
It'd be so funny.
I know. They're just like, she comes in, she's just like a celebrity. They're like, this is where you're gonna sleep. Guess what we got you? Curtains. And she's just like, hardcore bitch. Staring.
Bitch.
I would love that, actually. A mockumentary style of Sister Act. They come in, you teach the kids, you're just like, teach the kids to sing. And they're like, I don't want to fucking learn them to sing.
And then you just have a good 2 minutes of the kid just going, la, 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 la.
The weird, do you know what's really weird is I'm imagining this, like, in the style of Reno 911.
Oh my god. That'd be so funny.
I would love that.
Here for it.
Did I just come up with a treatment? Wow. We're just good just ideas really all on the it today, time.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the fact that we're just always here with the great ideas. Here it's 3 a.m. We have great ideas.
I like the slight pause between, which podcast is this again?
Like you heard the gears turning in my head. Just like, where am I? I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
Sister Act 2 is always just one of those movies I love to watch every single year. And it's uplifting. It especially is, the part where she like talks to Rita, who's played by Lauryn Hill. Mm-hmm. She comes in and she's just like, if you want to, if you wake up every morning and you want to be a writer, you should be a writer. If you wake up every morning and you want to be a singer, you should be a singer. And you know what's really funny is I gave a speech like this once to a group of our friends. I was just like, this was just always something very inspirational that stuck with me. And it really did. From childhood. Like, I've been watching this movie since I was a kid.
Please tell me that they all got really inspired and then you were like, it's from Sister Act 2.
I want to say that they did. I think it was one of those things where I was just, like, being, I was someone who was doing, like, words of wisdom and shit like that, just for fun. And
yes.
The funny thing is I'm like, I consider myself to be sort of wise, but at the same time, I will just say shit for fun.
If you say it with confidence, people believe you.
It's very true. That is a firm belief. Sorry. It was just like really deep breath cough.
Here, listen to Oliver Wheeze in the dead air.
dead air. So this was your first time seeing it.
Yes.
Did you love the music? Because
obviously
the thing I love the most about the movie, about this particular movie, is just the music.
Like, it's still stuck in my head. Yeah, currently it's Oh Happy Day.
That one really gets, like, sticks with you.
I think it's because it's very repetitive in nature. Yeah. So those tend to get stuck in your head more often.
Oh, I always
That's my that. Science brain. That's what my logic brain says anyways.
The fun thing is I often remember the very first one and the very last one. Mm. And by the very last one, I mean the performance, not the credit sequence. Although the credit sequence is, like, one of my favorite in the history of film.
Right. Well, that's how you know it was done well, is when even if the song was only played once, it, like, sticks in your head. Like, I recently watched a movie with my roommates, and the entire movie, like, the whole premise is very music-based, and basically the song in the movie that, like, the movie was named for, they played the song over and over and over again, like, so many times, and still, like, it would play 2 minutes later. I'm like, couldn't tell you how the song goes.
Wait, what was what was the movie?
Hearts Beat Loud.
I don't know what that is.
It was just really, Nick Offerman is in it. And the whole thing is like, he and his daughter start a band together. Is it the one where he has together. Like a
black daughter?
Yeah. And like, there are parts where it's like, okay, I see what you're trying to do here. No, it's not a musical. It's just that, like, since they're trying to start a band, they make music. And that first song is called Hearts Beat Loud. And they play it. And it's played throughout the movie multiple times. And like, and the thing is, I think one of the reasons the movie felt so flat was because it relies heavily on music. And none of the music was like that good. It wasn't bad. It was just really forgettable. So the entire movie just fell completely flat. Plus, the characters were all honestly, like, not particularly interesting. Like, you could see what they were trying to do there. It's just the storytelling of the movie in general was just not done well. It was just very lazy storytelling.
I've always wanted to write a jukebox musical that had nothing to do with what we were talking about. Yeah. But just
music! The word music was there.
I just love musicals. Honestly, same. I'm glad.
See, we need to have a musical episode. We keep saying this.
It's true. But I think the reason why we haven't done it yet is because, like, musicals are kind of long. But fair. I've been meaning to rewatch Little Shop of Horrors for a very long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen that.
I know. And the thing is every time I, like, oh, I'm going to rewatch, or I'm going to watch some musicals, I always end up watching either Chicago or, what's the other one? Shit. Hairspray. I start watching either one of those.
I'm a real hoe because my go-tos are usually like Grease. Love me some Grease. Hairspray. What was that? Just talking about it. Mamma Mia.
Oh.
I love Mamma Mia. I don't care.
I do too, honestly. Really what it is I love the soundtrack, so I'll just listen to the soundtrack.
Same.
But then again, that's just listening to ABBA, so... Once I start listening
ABBA
to,
covers.
Like, two songs... The thing is, I'll listen to two songs from the Mamma Mia soundtrack, and then I'm like, why don't I just listen to ABBA, and then I'll just listen to ABBA.
Yeah. Yeah. I do love the movie, though. And, like, even... I still go back and watch it now, because I've been watching it since it came out. And even watching it now, I, like, see more now how it's, like, not good, quote-unquote, but I still really love it, so I don't care.
I mean, that's fair.
Like, it's still dumb, but there are still some scenes that I can't get out of my head.
They'll just never get scrubbed out of my brain. I'm just a huge fan of Chicago, so, like, it's honestly, like, my favorite musical for some reason. So I will just...
Chicago's great. It's been a while since I've seen that one, too.
Yeah. So we definitely should watch Little Shop of Horrors, because absolutely. I haven't seen that one in so long. And the thing is I was watching TV the other day, and I was watching American Housewife, and... In the episode, I totally forgot that they were doing a school musical, and they were doing Little Shop of Horrors, and she was like, they were singing, they did a parody of Suddenly Seymour, where she was like trying to win her boyfriend back, and I was just like, this is weird. But also, I was just like, this is a very weird concept, but I also want to go back and watch Little Shop of Horrors, but I'm like, I totally forget that like they do musical theater in high school, and it can suck. But what's funny is Grace, apparently, like, the high school where she went to high school, their theater program was, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was telling me her and her mom went to go see The Little Mermaid or something.
Hmm.
And it was, like, really good, and I'm just like, I kind of wish I would have gone up with them just to, like, randomly see them. I'm like, okay, well, you've hyped this up in my mind. I kind of want to, like, see it.
My high school had a pretty solid theater program because we were, like, a specialty center for visual and performing arts, so we had a little more focus on that. But we did Hairspray, I think, when I was a freshman, and I was so mad because I wasn't able to go because I had something else going on. I forget what. But it, like, sold out all three nights, and apparently it was really good and was hailed as one of the best productions the school ever did, and I'm upset. I do know the person who starred in it, who played Tracy, because she's really talented. She, I saw her in, because she did Beauty and the Beast one year, and I saw her, or no, it wasn't that. It was a talent show or something like that. And she was singing, doing this really crazy vocal number, and she apparently had laryngitis during the talent show and still sang really well to where you could not tell. Anyways.
That's wild.
Yeah, I have feelings, but...
I have thoughts and feelings about this.
But they were pretty good.
Yeah, nothing in my high school ever was, like, that good. I remember they did Seussical once, and I saw it, and I was just like, that was stupid. And I was like, Seussical was really stupid, and I remember... my friends, for some reason, were... I don't know why I was always friends with really weird people, but my friends were friends with, like, the foreign exchange student, and he was from Germany or whatever, and he, like, really latched onto the Seussical musical,
mm-hmm.
and I was just like, it was stupid, and they were just... He was like, Seussical's life! I love Seussical! Oh my God. Just like, I don't know what is wrong with you, but okay. And I proceeded to never talk to him ever again.
Yeah, it's like that.
It was a very weird moment in history.
Some theater kids are very crazy.
They're insane.
I live with them, I know.
What's crazier now is I'm a huge fan of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and I feel like it's really weird because I'm like, I love Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, but I'm not, super into, I love musical theater, I love shit like that, but I hate fans of it because they're so awful.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is I'm just like, I love Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, but I know if I were to meet more, actual fans of it, they would be musical theater kids, and they would be the worst.
Yeah.
Because she, in and of herself, is a musical theater fan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Geek, and I'm
That's how this show came about.
I know.
Shows like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend don't happen if they aren't into musical theater. That's just how it is.
That is true. The Kenny Ortegas of the world have to do something. I love me some Kenny Ortega. But anyway, enough about those musicals. Let's talk more about Sister Act 2. Just a little bit. So, which one would you pick as your favorite musical number in the show? In the movie.
The show?
The musical show that we just watched, you know?
Oh my god.
I'm gonna need another musical series to take the void of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend when
it
goes away.
I'm tempted to be basic because I'm trying to remember all of them, and I want to go with their closing number at the championship or whatever.
Really?
That or There Ain't No Mountain High Enough, because you know I love a end credit scene.
True. That one's always one of my favorites. I can't really think of which one is my actual favorite.
Yeah, I don't remember all of them well enough.
Yeah. I know. So. Ain't No Mountain High Enough is definitely, if not my favorite, my second fave. But my favorite is definitely the opener that she does, the medley, when she's in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that is fun. I forgot about that one.
I love that.
Yeah.
I just love how really seamlessly they blend all of the songs.
Yeah, even the parts where she kind of, goes off and is, yelling at people or whatever, in between stuff, and it's,
it's perfectly choreographed. I think that's why I like it so much.
Yeah. Done really well. Fantastic execution. 10 out of 10.
Tens across the board. Thank you, Whoopi Goldberg. Do you know what my favorite part of this was? Is at the end, literally at the very end, the last shot, you were just like, where are her eyebrows?
I kind of thought it the whole time, but at that particular shot, I was really paying attention and saw that with a reflection on her face, she deadass didn't have any eyebrows. I thought they were just, thin. But I'm like, no, she just does not have eyebrows.
It was so funny because you were just like, where are her eyebrows? And I'm just like, they're not there. Oh my god, we should definitely watch Major Pain. It's Damon Wayans. It's a very funny black movie.
Oh boy.
It was one of the... me and my cousins and my mom were obsessed with this movie when I was younger. We would watch it all the time on VHS. I think we still have the VHS in the garage. That's the crazy part. I think I'm 100% still have that.
I'm down to watch it as long as we watch it on VHS.
But then I'll have to find my actual VHS player. I think there is one somewhere in this house, but I don't know where it is.
Well, that's, I know someone who has one, so.
Do you know what's really funny is I have a tiny TV with a VHS player built into it.
Oh my god.
We could watch it on that.
Please, please.
It'll be an actual experience. We should do it. I know where the remote is, too.
Great.
I just have to... Oh, my God. This is going to be such an adventure. Not only me finding the VHS, but me finding the TV. This is, the perfect time, too, because we moved some stuff out of the garage so I can actually look around in there.
There you go. Perfect.
I love this. What a good social experiment.
Mm-hmm.
So, how would you rank this?
Rank or
Between Sister Act 1 and 2, how would you rank them?
I'm not sure because I feel like I'd have to watch 1 again because it's been so long.
Honestly, I
don't know.
I think I saw 2 first before I saw 1, so I've immediately always loved the second one.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, because it's been long enough since I watched the first one that I'm like, it might be one of those things where it's like, one, I don't know how I feel about it now. I only sort of vaguely remember. I remember I liked it, but I remember, like, on what level?
I feel like what it is the first one is so vastly different than the style of the second one.
Yeah. I feel like if I want to watch, like, a more fleshed out plot, I watch the first one, and if I just am trying to have a guilt-free good time, I watch the second one.
Yeah, the second one's really way more about the music, and the first one, I feel like
there's a lot more, like, plot and action, like, and gangsters and such, so.
Yeah. It's one of the more, that one's one of the, like, more classic Whoopi Goldberg films.
Yeah.
Because, like, usually films that she was in, there was something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ghost, for instance.
Yeah. Second feels like a very, self-indulgent, we're just gonna have some fun for a minute here.
Hey, that's why I love High School Musical 2 as much as I do.
Oh, it's very true.
And Cheetah Girls, too. It's really all about just full indulgence.
Cheetah Girls is something I haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, wait, that's a musical? Hey, we can add that one with Little Shop of Horrors.
Great!
This collection of films that we're doing is already so fun. Oh, we should watch one that I've never seen before. I want to say that Brazil is a musical, but I'm not 100%. I don't think so. I know it's a film that people hail that I have not watched. I also have another musical that we need to watch that I haven't watched yet. I don't know what it is. I can't remember what it is.
Oh, boy.
It's from, like, the 70s, I want to say. You know what I've never seen? Hair. And I've been meaning to see Hair.
I actually do think I have seen Hair, but it's been a really, like, I was younger.
Okay, we should definitely watch Hair.
Yeah, because I was, like, early teens.
I'm gonna find it. I might even just buy it off of Amazon.
There you go.
I did just renew my subscription to Amazon Prime.
As you toss your hair back and forth.
Yeah. What's really funny is I just sent some stuff back to Amazon Prime.
Amazing.
Because I'm like, oh, I need to return this. And I'm like, immediately buys more stuff from there. I'm like, see, that's why I should have just said, put it as a credit on my account. Because I could have paid for my Amazon Prime. And also just bought some stuff that I was going to buy anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I have been meaning to buy Kingdom Hearts 3. That's the thing, man. This happens to me all the time. I hate it. I hate it. No, Brazil is a sci-fi movie, and it's 2 hours long. And it has an 8. Ooh. That would be a good one for 2 bad, 1 good. We could watch 2 really bad sci-fi movies, and then, like, one that's critically good.
Loves it, because there are so many bad sci-fi movies out there.
That is true.
I feel like sci-fi and horror are, like, those two genres that just always get messed up.
Yeah, but the thing is they always go to, like, really bad extremes. So like, bad good and, like, horribly bad.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, the entire time we're just on our phones doing whatever.
Because I feel with other stuff, like with comedy, if it's a bad comedy, it's either like just really boring or it's just bad in a really fun way. To where you're like, I don't mind that it's not, you know, good, quote unquote, because I'm just having a great time and that's the point anyways.
I wholeheartedly agree. Well, I mean, this one will always be better than the first one. Just because I love a good self-indulgent good time.
Oh, same.
And that is that. Ain't no mountain high enough to keep
me
away from this movie.
And that's that on that.
Yeah. Ain't no mountain high enough to keep me away from this movie. Am I right, ladies?
Just swinging the hair around again.
Just pose. The funny thing is this would be the time where Grace always says, Chad, this is a podcast. They can't see you.
But that's why I'm narrating all of your actions.
It's funny.
Chad is posing, whipping his hair back and forth. Hit him a little bit in the eye. It's fine. He moved on.
See, the only bit that I love more than that is I was just looking at the corner of my eye. I was looking at my veil, and I was thinking about how I walked in the other day wearing my cape, that cape I showed you. And a veil.
Oh my god.
And I was just walking. I just walked in. I saw my mom. I was like, hey, what's up? And she was just like, there's too much going on right here. I was like, I look like the actual woman in black from the movie.
Okay. Well, speaking of cloaks, I want you to know that 3 separate times during this podcast, I've seen this out the corner of my eye and thought someone was standing behind me. And I almost screamed the first time, but I've gotten slowly less scared each time.
That's really funny. My room is just, like, super horrifying.
Well, because I can just see, like, a human figure in my peripheral vision, and then I look, and it looks more human, and then I look more, and I'm like, no, it's fine. I'm good.
Do you know what's really funny? Is it would be way worse if it still had the eye in it.
Oh, I know! That would have tipped me over the edge.
That's hilarious. I love it. Yeah. No, the funny thing is they're the nuns of my room. Because there's that one, yes. And then there's that one over there.
So timely.
Yeah.
I will say, though, my favorite segment of It's 2 a.m. personally is the Chad Love Yourself. I'm a huge fan of that.
I haven't had one of those moments in a minute. All I can say is that I've been having them silently with myself because I'll be watching, like, again, American Housewife, and the actor who plays the dad on there, I'm just, like, really into him, and I'm just, like, I think to myself, I'm like, Chad, love yourself.
Truly.
It's like, he's old enough to be your dad, and it's just like, is he?
I have some friends I have to tell that to them a lot, where I'm like, you really need to love yourself, just a little bit.
That's when you just slowly...
At certain friends.
You should just slowly put on that Hailee Steinfeld song.
Oh my god.
It's just really funny because every time I think about that song randomly, I'll just think about the lyrics of like, scream my name. And I'm like, ew. And I'm like, oh, Hailee Steinfeld.
Love yourself.
Exactly. And she did. And that's why she made the song. But anyway, High School Musical 2.
Coming your way.
I just like bringing it up. Also, Camp Rock.
That's like the new segue. Anyways, about High School Musical 2.
Basically, I'm just hinting at the fact that we're going to be doing a musical episode in the nearby future.
Thank God.
Black History Month just has to end. That's why. Like, that's the next thing, I guess.
Yeah. It's like, March is musical month.
Yeah. Oh, March musicals. I love it.
Oh. I have great ideas.
You know what? I applaud that. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for witnessing the lightning in a bottle that is our brains.
We're geniuses. Creative geniuses.
As always, thanks for listening. Go watch some black movies, because it's Black History Month. It's fun. Yeah. And Sister Act. Honestly, just watch a Whoopi Goldberg movie.
Truly.
Like, any one of them. Just pick a random one.
You can't go wrong.
It's true. You can pick a random one that you'll like. Like, watch the one with her and a dinosaur. I can't remember what it's called, but it's her
and a dinosaur. I'll Google it. Just search Whoopi Goldberg. I can't... You know who I'm saying. Her and a dinosaur.
I think there's also one where she was a cop.
Okay. Maybe she's the alien.
Honest. Oh, my God. I would love a 90s movie where fucking Whoopi Goldberg was a cop. Not just a cop. She was a alien.
An alien cop?
Yes. And it should be from circa 1993. I feel like that's a good time period.
So basically Roswell, but instead of Max, it's Whoopi Goldberg.
Kind of. I don't know. I'm just hinting towards we should watch the live-action Super Mario Brothers movie.
This has gone on so many different twists.
Okay. This is, like, very off-topic.
It is, yes.
But funniest fucking thing... I was at Sundance.
Yes, I know you were, Chad. Yes.
I was at Sundance for several weeks. I'm, like, informing the viewers.
I'm messing with you.
I'm trying to give them a little bit of a backstory.
Yeah.
So, the viewers, the listeners, I'm so sorry.
You viewed this podcast.
Yeah, I was in Sundance, and I was taking an Uber down from Park City to Salt Lake City, because apparently they're not the same thing. Park City is more like the cottagey, old-timey-looking shit, and then Salt Lake City is, like, more like actual town where people live. Because up the mountain is where all the resorts
are. So Park City is where like Hallmark Christmas movies are shot.
Basically. Because there's like trees that are always like Christmas lit. Like trees.
Yeah. So yeah. Hallmark movie.
Yeah. So I went down, like I was taking an Uber down to Salt Lake City and my Uber driver was talking to me and he was like, blah, blah, blah. You know how Uber drivers are. Sometimes they're just like very chatty and you're just like, I kind of just want to shut the fuck up, but...
Yeah.
It is what it is. So, he was talking, he was just, like, talking to me about Sundance, and he was, like, basically interrogating me, like, oh, did you actually do anything at Sundance? And I'm like, I was volunteering the whole time, I was, like, held hostage.
I was held hostage.
I was held hostage.
I needed to release like an article called "I Was Held Hostage at Sundance."
What's really funny is that I was volunteering, so I was like, I didn't get to do a whole lot of stuff, and plus a lot of the stuff I wanted to do, I was like fucking volunteering for. So I'm like, I was working. So what was funny is we were talking. He was like, "Oh yeah, like John Leguizamo and his daughter were in my car," and we were talking. Somehow we were talking about the live action Super Mario Brothers movie, and then like the people who got out, or he got out, and then some people got in, and they were talking about like, "Oh, blah blah blah." And he was like, "Oh, John Leguizamo was just in my car," and we were just like, "Oh yeah, we know John. They're like, our parents are the directors of the live action Super Mario Brothers movie." I'm like, I was like, what the fuck are the goddamn odds of that happening?
Oh my god. Sounds like I need to go be an Uber driver in Utah.
Just for like
a month. For Sundance. Seasonal. Yeah. It's seasonal. I travel around the world being Uber drivers at film festivals. Major film festivals.
Honestly, that would probably be very lucrative.
Yeah.
People were talking about, they like, some people Airbnb their house during that time, and they like pay for the mortgage. They're like, "Oh yeah, we pay our mortgage for like the year." I'm like, what?
I believe that, though, especially if you're in the right location, you have a decent place to rent out.
That's true. Make that money. Like, if something, like, dope were to come this direction, well, I'm too far down.
Especially if you didn't put it up until, like, last minute when there's, like, nowhere else to stay. Yeah, because, like, Jason went to go look at Woodstock, and there's literally nowhere within an hour and a half of the location of Woodstock available. Like, Airbnb, nothing.
That's wild. You know, that's... I'm gonna have to peep his name out now.
Oh, yeah. He who must... Who not... Must not be named. That dude.
I like how we have our own Voldemort on this podcast. I love it.
Yeah.
Eventually... The funnier
part... We don't speak of him.
It's... What's really funny is eventually he's going to be on this podcast.
Can we still continue bleeping his name out?
We should bleep him out the entire time. Like, I'll just...
As he introduces himself, "Hi, I'm beep." "Hi, I'm redacted."
I love that. I love that.
He'd be so mad. I love it.
Shit. What were we talking about? I was turning that.
Watch a Whoopi Goldberg movie.
Yes, go watch a Whoopi Goldberg movie. Watch Ghosts. Someone needs to.
Yeah.
Demi Moore's in it with a bowl cut, I think. It's really funny. I love shit like that. Anyway. Right. Also, Charlie's Angels 2, Full Throttle.
Yes! That's completely unrelated. I love that movie.
That's completely unrelated and
just
not for
Black History. Just on the subject of good movies that should be watched.
Yeah, you can't watch that for Black History Month, but you can probably get away with it for, like, Pacific North Islander Month thing. I don't know. Pacific Asian North Islander. There we go.
Great.
I can't remember the name of it. Something like that. I'm probably completely wrong anyway. I'm sorry.
Well, apparently last month there was like a week in January that was like stalking awareness month or week or something like that.
Why gotta be in January? Shit.
I don't know.
Who's stalking people in January?
I wasn't aware there was an awareness week for stalking, so.
Weirdly enough, you would think that would be in like February or something closer to Valentine's Day, but I don't know, it seems more on brand with Valentine's Day, that's all I'm saying.
I mean, that's fair. New year, new me.
Maybe they didn't want it close to Lunar New Year, they were just like, no, that's not religious.
Who made this decision? Who makes these decisions in general?
Who makes the calendar decision?
Who's like, bitch, March is my month.
They say it in a Southern Belle accent, too. But anyway... Thanks for listening, guys. Gucci.